The Dream Huntress was kneeling on the floor beside Zakhar, staring at him while he continued to sleep. Sin went to wake him, but Katara grabbed his arm to stop him. Her eyes were vibrant and blue in the low light. "He's not what you think."
"He's my brother."
"Yes," she breathed as she met his gaze. "But ask yourself why they let him live."
"To torture him."
Katara shook her head.
"To ruin him, Sin. He's no longer a god of dreams. He's become one of them."
Sin shook his head in denial.
"He fought against them. I saw it for myself."
Kat stepped forward, agreeing completely with Sin. There was no way Zakhar could be on the side of the Galu after all he'd gone through. Not after all Kassar and his minions had done to him, it wasn't possible. But her friend knew something, had seen something that had her panicked. Katara was hiding a truth she didn't think Sin could handle. Kat knelt on the floor next to Katara. "He told us he'd been fractured. What did he mean?" Katara sat back on her feet before she rose to tower over Kat.
"They have infected him, and he can't control it. He's as likely to kill you as he is them."
Kat rose immediately as those words haunted her. "Surely not." By Sin's face, she could tell he refused to believe it.
"Kat fixed his injuries."
"On the outside. It's what's inside him that's deadly. He now has the same blood hunger they have."
"No. He battled Asag and survived. It gave him immunity to the Galu."
"It gave him resistance, not immunity. They have been feeding on him for centuries with no let-up. The Galu is inside him, and it's trying to gnaw its way out even as we speak. He is a danger to all of us. Why do you think they had him tied down? He has their strength, the powers of a god, and the demon inside him that will kill anything without remorse."
Kat was sick at the news.
It wasn't fair for Zakhar to have suffered so much only to die now that he was free.
"There has to be something we can do."
"Kill him," Katara said simply.
"I can't."
Sin's voice broke with the weight of his emotions.
"He's my brother."
His eyes betrayed the agony inside him.
"My twin."
Katara was merciless as she approached him.
"Then he will kill you when he awakens."
She met Kat's gaze.
"You have no idea what you're up against. I've been in the dreams of every kind of evil. But these..."
She visibly shivered.
"They make Stryker look like a pussycat. And now they're in your dreams. You're going to need an army to guard your rest."
"What army?" Kat asked.
"A strong one."
"Well, that was helpful. Not at all."
Kat stepped around the pulled-out bed to stand beside Katara. "I don't understand."
Katara took a deep breath before she spoke again.
"I was only in contact with Kassar for a brief time. You weren't kidding about his powers. They are unbelievable. We need some serious muscle in the dream realm for you two whenever you sleep. They know how to find you now, and they will weaken you there, then swoop in here for the kill."
Her face paling, Katara placed the heel of her hand over her eyes.
"I wish I could burn the images I've seen tonight out of my memory. It's enough to make me want to be Onoroi again."
She lowered her hand so that they could see the tears in her eyes.
"I wish to Zeus that I could go back to feeling nothing. It was the most horrific thing I've ever seen, and now I'm scarred by it. You have to kill him, Sin. Trust me."
"No,"
he said emphatically.
"Then I'll do it for you."
Katara pulled out a knife and headed for Zakhar. Sin grabbed her and pushed her back away from the bed.
"Hell no. You want to hurt him? You'll have to come through me. I'll be damned if I ever let anyone hurt him again."